A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It's the end of an era for the Utah Jazz. One of the best defensive players in the NBA is being traded. Rudy Gobert will now head to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm KSL News Radio's Carol Hoffelmeyer.
Second National Weather Service has put red flag warnings in effect tomorrow through Monday because of gusty, hot, and dry winds. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake City PD reporting a crash with injuries on northbound I-15. It's going to be after 6 North, right about 9th or 10th North. We can't see it in the cameras yet, but we can definitely see the delays that it's causing. And they are backing quickly, almost to 6 South in the Salt Lake City area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot today with a chance for mountain storms, then fire weather increasing. I'm Matt Johnson.
93 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
More rights could be going away with this current Supreme Court, says President Biden in a virtual meeting with Democratic state governors this afternoon on abortion care.
The reasoning of this decision has an impact much beyond Roe and to the right to privacy more generally.
President urging voters to elect more Democrats to Congress to protect rights. Former President Trump's Political Action Committee has paid big money to several law firms representing close Trump allies targeted by the January 6th committee, according to a review of financial records by ABC News. Committee members say that raises concerns about possible coercion of witnesses. With a busy 4th of July beach weekend on New York's Long Island, County Executive Bruce Blakeman on sharks.
Don't go in alone. Go in with only a lifeguard. Make sure that you know your surrounding circumstances. Be aware.
An up day, but a down week for Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. 4th of July holiday travel rush is underway, and ABC's Alex Stone joins us to talk about the busy travel weekend. So, Alex, despite the high gas prices, it looks like a lot of people are still ready to get away for the summer.
Yeah, they definitely are, Maria. We're looking at about 48 million people expected to travel over this 4th of July holiday. Those are record numbers. About 43 million of them are going to be via road. That even though gas prices were paying nationally about $1.78 more per gallon than at this time last year, that's real money. If you think $2 a gallon, essentially, for every gallon you're putting in your car if you're doing a long trip, that it is a lot. And AAA is saying now until about 9 o'clock tonight is the worst time to be driving, trying to get out of a city that everybody's trying to get out at one time. Now, in the airlines, I wish I had better news, but all of a sudden it's gone bad. We've got a lot of thunderstorms now popping up from Chicago all the way to the East Coast, and there are now ground stops going into place. So the number of canceled and delayed flights are going up pretty rapidly right now. They had been doing really well earlier today. And that's the thing. This guy who's at the airport today, he said he's going into it knowing it's busy, not expecting an upgrade, not expecting room in the lounge, and knowing he's probably going to be delayed.
I'm expecting that to be delayed, so I've already told my friend who's going to be picking me up. Yeah, like, let's be ready. I'll keep you posted. Let's play by ear.
And a big impact on Salt Lake. Delta Airlines, they're the ones having the most canceled flights again today. They've really had a rough week and a half or so. A lot of Delta pilots, as you've been reporting, on the picket line this week, and they say they're overworked. that there are not enough pilots. The airline has scheduled too many flights. David Alder, a captain of Delta.
We've now flown more overtime in the first 6 months of this year than we did in 2018 and 2019 combined. And in those years, those were record years for the airline industry.
They want better pay, better scheduling, another Delta pilot.
The cancellations are frustrating for the pilots as well. Management has it within their control to adjust the schedule.
But Maria, Delta feeling it the most. American Airlines pilots, they've been saying they too are not being paid enough and being told they got to fly too much. American now is offering them a big pay boost in a new contract, about 16%. We don't know if the pilots are going to agree to it, but they're saying, here, we'll give you a new contract. They don't want them to go anywhere. Airlines are desperately trying to hold on to their pilots that they need so badly right now, but it's not perfect out there today.
No, it sounds like the only thing we can do as air travelers just manage our expectations.
Yeah, you go into it when it is this busy and this much going on. Everybody's pointing fingers at the other one. Airlines are saying it's air traffic control. Air traffic control is saying, airlines, you're booking too many flights right now with this demand for the space that we've got on the runway and in the air and at gates and everything else. And then you have the demand issue in there. But if you do go, don't expect you're going to be upgraded. We all want to go first class style, and I think some of us get disappointed when we don't get it. Airport lounges have lines outside of them, extra leg room, the open seat next to you, no delays. If you just get there tonight, that's going to be a win based on what we're seeing.
All right, Alex, thanks so much for giving us the update.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is ABC's Alex Stone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.